Redesigning the family law experience. Working smarter to preserve empathy. Family law has always demanded more than legal skill. It calls on empathy, resilience, and composure under pressure. Practitioners routinely navigate grief, anger, and trauma while balancing court deadlines, disclosure obligations, and more. The emotional toll is real, and the administrative burden is growing. But what if the answer is not to work harder, but to work more effectively? For a growing number of family lawyers, the path forward lies in rethinking how we practice. Less chaos, more clarity. Fewer bottlenecks, better outcomes. At the heart of this evolution is a powerful idea. Lawyers do their best work when supported by thoughtful systems, not buried by them. Yogesh Patel, InfoTrack Head of Family and Estates, puts it this way. Family law is one of those rare areas where innovation can give time back to both lawyers and clients at a moment when it matters most. Yogesh shared this message with warmth and conviction at our recent Innovation in Family Law seminar on July 31st, where he joined a panel of legal and technology experts to explore how the profession can move forward with more confidence and less complexity. The invisible weight of doing it all. Ask a family lawyer what their week looks like, and you will hear some version of this. Client meetings, urgent affidavits, parenting disputes, chasing documents, last-minute adjournments, and a dozen other tasks squeezed into a schedule that rarely allows time to breathe. Bree Staines, InfoTrack family lawyer, has spent years working in family practice and sees a familiar pattern. There is a lot of empathy required in family law, and rightly so, but it often comes at the cost of the practitioner's own time, boundaries, and health, she says. The cost is not always visible. It shows up in quiet ways such as fatigue, rushed communications, and missed moments of reflection. It leads to a risk many do not speak openly about. Burnout. Not from lack of passion, but from systems that work against the lawyer instead of for them. Working smarter to preserve empathy. Bree's perspective is not rooted in theory. It is grounded in practice. Having worked in litigation, she understands the pressure of court-driven timelines and emotionally fraught matters. Her message to family lawyers is clear. You can deliver meaningful client support and run a sustainable practice. Technology plays a role, but mindset comes first. People think innovation means dramatic transformation, Bree says. But often, it is about simplifying your process. Streamlining one recurring task. Giving yourself the space required to show up fully for your clients. In family law, it could mean using a secure online portal to collect financial disclosure from clients instead of back-and-forth emails. Using technology to pre-fill common court documents to reduce administrative time. Outsourcing process serving or valuations to trusted providers so lawyers can focus on strategy. These are not just efficiency hacks. They are empathy enablers. Every minute saved on admin is a minute gained for listening, advising, or preparing with focus. Systems as safety nets. Family law also carries unique ethical risks. With high emotions, financial vulnerability, and children often involved, the consequences of missed steps or miscommunications can be serious. It is where process becomes a form of protection. Checklists, clear systems, even automation are not impersonal, Bree notes. They are how you create consistency under pressure. How you make sure your clients are looked after even on your most chaotic day. When you can reduce the chaos, you can remain focused on the meaningful impact of your job. A well-designed onboarding experience ensures no vital information is missed. A clear disclosure process helps clients meet obligations without confusion. Thoughtful processes reduce reliance on memory or last-minute heroics. These systems act as quiet guardians for compliance and client care. Practicing with intention, not just endurance. Many family lawyers entered the profession because they wanted to help people. And they do. But over time, it is easy to fall into survival mode, working late, reacting fast, pushing through. When you reduce the friction in your practice, you rediscover the parts of the job that feel meaningful, says Bree. Collaboration over chaos. Family Law also has a collaborative heart. Whether you are dealing with other lawyers, experts, or courts, coordination is key. Yet too often, it is also a source of stress, endless emails, and missed calls. Smart practice design turns collaboration into a strength. Shared document platforms, standardized briefing formats, tools to track progress and surface issues early. These changes may feel small, but they have a big impact. They allow lawyers to work together with clarity and confidence rather than chaos and crossed wires. A more sustainable future. Family law is not going to become less complex. Client situations will not become less emotional. But it does not mean the work must remain overwhelming. Across the profession, a quiet shift is happening. Practitioners are asking better questions about how they manage time, communicate, and deliver value. They are investing in systems, tools, and habits to reduce stress and improve service. And they are doing it not to chase the latest trend, but because they believe in the long game. Final thoughts. In family law, the stakes are high. The moments are personal. And the pace is relentless. But there is also the opportunity to practice with care, clarity, and control. Technology does not replace empathy. It makes it possible to show up with more of it. And intentional design does not remove the humanity of law. It protects it. In the words Yogesh, being a great lawyer is not about doing everything. It is about doing the right things well. If you are ready to spend more time on what matters most, we invite you to explore our financial disclosure tool and other purpose-built family law solutions by booking a complimentary demonstration here.